Winners for the 70th Annual Tony Awards, Broadway's highest honor, will be announced tonight. It's been a record-breaking season due in part to the overwhelming success of Hamilton, which has an unprecedented 16 nominations. Tonys are awarded to actors and playwrights, musicals and plays, but there are some people who never get nominated. And every year, Jeff London talks to some of them. This year, he visited the Ushers.
There are actually four other musicals besides Hamilton up for a Tony tonight.
Yeah!
One of them is School of Rock.
You, Zach, you ever play electric guitar?
No, my dad won't let me.
Oh, really?
He thinks it's a waste of time.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's waste that time together, shall we?
Take a hold of your axe and try to pluck out this riff.
One of the first people you meet when you walk through the door of the Winter Garden Theater where that show is playing is Elizabeth Reed.
Hey guys, I just need to see everybody's tickets.
Reed is part of a battalion of part-time workers who meet, greet, and seat audience members at Broadway's 40 theaters.
What we really try and do is enhance the patron's experience from the moment that they walk in the door to the end of that performance.
Reed became an usher when she needed to pick up some extra money while she was in grad school and has stuck with a job for 8 years. For others, like Rafina Shane, who works at the Court Theater where Bright Star is playing, it was simply a matter of geography.
Everybody from the neighborhood works on Broadway, so I guess I just asked somebody and they said, yeah, call this number. It was the union.
That's right. Like all of the jobs on Broadway, from actors to musicians to box office personnel, ushers are union members.
Local 306, I am the shop steward of this theater as well. Newly elected.
That's Michelle Gonzalez, who works over at the Brooks Atkinson Theater, home of the musical Waitress.
The day starts like the rest we've seen, another carbon copy of an old routine.
Days keep coming,
one out, one in,
they keep coming.
She's been an usher for 11 years.
Well, my grandfather worked backstage at the Neil Simon when Hairspray was there. And that's how I came in. I came in when I was 16 with Hairspray.
And with good pay and steady hours, Broadway's ushers stick around for a long time.
I'm Dennis Scanlon. I'm the chief of staff at the Music Box. I started here 48 years ago when I was 14.
It's kind of the family business.
My grandfather and my father, I worked here with them when I first started. My grandfather started here 84 years ago, and my father 74 years ago. He started 10 years after my grandfather. And my daughters work here with me, too.
They're ushers at the Music Box, where Shuffle Along is playing. And like every usher on Broadway, on average, they spend about 15 seconds greeting and directing each audience member. Back at School of Rock, Elizabeth Reed says most people are friendly.
You get your one or two people. You know, it's raining. They're coming in. They don't know where they're going. They're kind of grumpy. You just have to kind of, you know, put them in a mood of, you know, this is a happy show. Come on in. Enjoy yourself.
And sometimes she's had to run interference for celebrities in the audience, like Jack Black, the original star of the film who came to see the Broadway version.
One of the people in the audience recognized him, said, "Hi, Jack." Everyone in the theater literally stopped and pinpointed this poor man. So I had to get his son. And luckily, he had gotten a booster seat, one of the cushioned booster seats for his son. So I just promptly picked that up and kind of, you know, used it as a defensive blocking shield for the people who are kind of trying to, like, jump on top of him.
Another recent problem, she says, is people clogging the aisles taking selfies. But really, aside from handing out playbills and telling people to turn off their cell phones, the biggest part of the job is answering questions.
Number one question, where's the bathroom? Second question, where's the bar? So as long as I have those two places measured, like, they'll figure out the seats.
With a little friendly help. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.